We are back in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Lucky to be joined by ESPN's Jeff Legwald. And Jeff, last year, this time, we did a similar interview before Terrell Davis went into the Hall of Fame. So we're hoping for some good juju and some karma here. But looking ahead to tomorrow, I know it's a long process with the selection committee. What do you see for Brian Dawkins and John Lynch, two guys who play the same position at a position that doesn't really have a lot of representation in the Hall of Fame?
They don't. The Board of Selectors have had a hard time with safeties over the years, and until Kenny Easley went in as a senior candidate, the last safety who's come out of the room as a modern era candidate was Ken Houston. Mm-hmm. So it tells you that's a position we've had a hard time with. You know, is it interceptions we like? Is it, you know, playing along the line of scrimmage? You know, what do we want from a safety? Obviously, Brian and John are two players who exemplify the kind of guys that have a lot of support in the room. It's just, where does it fit? When you get from 15 finalists to 5 enshrinees, it's a hard cut. Defensive players have a hard time because there aren't those tangible stats. So a ton of support for those two guys, but I think they'd be hard pressed for both of them to make it all the way through this year. But I think one of them at least has a good chance of making it to the final five.
We talked to Jim Trotter earlier this week, and he said that while the committee's not opposed to putting in two guys at the same position, it is difficult. How can each of those guys, or what did each of those guys do to distinguish themselves?
I think both players you'd start with leadership. They both carried themselves like Hall of Fame players in the locker room. They led their teams. During the time they played, they were among the best at what they did, and their team succeeded. You know. The Eagles, you know, the consecutive run in the NFC Championship game, you know, John is in the Ring of Fame for two teams. So, I mean, that is a rare distinction. And, you know, I think both players are exactly the kind of guys coaches would want to build teams around. And that's a Hall of Fame player when you put performance with attitude and the rest of it.
You're on the forefront when it comes to Denver Broncos in the Hall of Fame last year. Terrell Davis obviously getting in. A lot of the fan base would like to see Pat Bowlen get on the contributors committee. Champ Bailey will be coming up. Do you see the progress towards getting more Broncos into the Hall of Fame, especially after TD last year?
Yeah, you know, I've been on the committee overall for over 20 years now, and it's I think one of the biggest omissions in the Hall of Fame is that there are no players from the Orange Crush defense in the Hall of Fame. Every other signature unit in the league's history, the Fearsome Foursome, the Purple People Eaters, the Steel Curtain, the Doomsday defense, they all have at least one player in the Hall of Fame. And it's been one of the biggest things I've tried to raise in my time on the committee. And I think eventually it will be rectified, but it's still a glaring omission in the Hall's history, and it's part of the omission of Broncos, I believe. I think Pat Bowlen will have a very good chance of being in the class of 2019. It would really shock me if he's not. Unexpected things happen all the time, but I think 2019 will feature Pat Bowlen.
Jeff, appreciate your time.
Thank you.